From the newsroom of the Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder, and this is The Source. Supporters of Medicaid expansion in Oklahoma kicked off an ambitious voter signature collection drive Wednesday in Oklahoma City. They have until October 28th to collect 178,000 valid signatures to put State Question 802 on the ballot in 2020. Catherine McNutt covers healthcare for the Oklahoman and wrote about the petition drive launch. And Catherine, how do supporters plan to collect the signatures over the next several months?
They have volunteers that they're using for now, but Amber England, the spokeswoman for the campaign, said they will be willing to pay people if that's what it comes to get to the end. Right now, they have a lot of support from people in medical fields, hospitals, nurses, those kind of things. And then I spoke to one man who's just a citizen who thinks it's important.
Yeah.
And he told me that the hospital he was born in Thomas, Oklahoma, is no longer there. And he just thinks it's an important issue. So they probably have a mix of people like that. They have a pretty ambitious, you know, website with a lot of events across the state. August 10th is the date I saw. They have one in Enid, Ardmore, I don't know, all these towns. And so, I mean, this is pretty big. They're not just doing it, you know, in Oklahoma City, because that won't do it.
Yeah.
Plus, I think a lot of their supporters will be in rural areas.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not, I mean, we've seen petition drives become the plenty that have been successful in recent years. So with a little bit of money and organization, it's well within grasp of getting a petition on there. But this is a group that has a lot of backing in the healthcare industry and has been pretty organized. Is there a sense that they feel like that this will be, I mean, I'm sure they're not going to say this is going to be a slam dunk, but there's probably a lot of optimism that this is going to be completed, that this will be on the ballot in 2020.
Well, certainly on day one kickoff, it was addressing the troops, as it were. You know, Amber England said, you know, this is a critically important job you all have to do in the next 90 days, and it makes the difference. She says it's now up to more than 200,000 Oklahomans that could benefit with health care coverage.
Yeah.
That's grown from when we were talking about this earlier this year.
Yeah.
When people said 150,000 or more, you know, so.
Yeah. And we've talked in the past about the political implications. This is a political story because it likely will be on the ballot. The legislature, at least Republican leaders, are looking to maybe craft their own plan. This has long been a partisan issue when it comes to Medicaid expansion that seems to be changing a bit. You know, Oklahoma is still a very red and Republican state. But as you mentioned, there's maybe some momentum in a lot of the rural communities, particularly because they've seen maybe some of the detrimental impact of cuts to education, or at least with hospitals closing.
It does seem to be less political to a lot of people and more like everybody needs health care and everybody in the community suffers when a hospital closes or a doctor leaves. You know, we have a lot of primary care physicians out in more rural areas, and they may be the only doctor in town or one of the few. And a lot of them, a high percentage, are 60 or older or 70 and older. And so there's a lot of worry about how people are going to get health care when those people retire. And so it seems to cross a lot of boundaries.
Yeah.
Because everyone needs health care. Everyone's got a mom that's sick or a child that's sick, you know.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, the signatures are going to have to go beyond just urban centers like Oklahoma City and Tulsa, but it sounds like this is a very relevant issue, especially in the rural communities.
It is. And the politicians, you know, like you said, there's some of the biggest supporters this last legislative session that were working to try to get something done. Were Republicans. So it is not so much just a Democrat issue anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's over the next few months, these supporters are going to be collecting signatures to put this on the ballot next year, which will become one of the big storylines of 2020 if they are successful, and all signs show that they are determined to be successful. So we expect that to be on the ballot. Catherine, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.